Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week we're talking about the mercy of God. And you started our heartbeat by sharing about the story of the parable of the talents, which many of us might know, where a master gives one servant 5 talents, another one he gives 2 talents, and another one he gives just 1. And we hear at the end of the story how the person who was given the 1 talent...
Didn't do anything with it,
that's right.
Yep.
And even the master said, you could have at least put it in the bank to get some interest, something. And I thought it was interesting because you finished that story by reflecting on that person who got the 1 talent. And you said that they had said that they found the master
was
to be harsh. Yeah. And we think of the master as God in the story.
Yeah.
And you gave the idea of maybe they were thinking the master was harsh because the servant themselves, they would judge people and treat them.
They were harsh.
Harshly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they had glasses on and they couldn't see the pureness and the goodness of God because it was coming from their harsh hearts.
Mm.
I often think of the story, Jesus with the Pharisees, and he would say, your hearts are hardened. He tried to get through to them. He tried to share with them, and he didn't always admonish them. He was trying to reach them, but their hearts were so hardened they couldn't see. And it was the same with this slave.
So it made me think of, if we're talking about the mercy of God, I ask myself the question, do I have the wrong picture of the master?
Yes.
And only each of us
can answer
ourselves
that.
Can answer that.
Yeah.
And to question, if there are times where I feel God is harsh, because I think there have certainly been times in my life where I've felt that, and I've heard other people share their feelings, you know, that they think God's a harsh God, then to look at my own heart and to say, so is my heart hardened, like you just said? Is my picture of God wrong?
Well, there's times when I've been angry at God because of a prayer that I've prayed for and it hasn't happened, and it's actually appears like it's been the opposite occurred. So I've been angry because it's like, well, you didn't hear what I had to say in the first place. You just did your own thing anyway.
Yep.
And, you know, you don't even care about me. But it was my attitude was, well, basically I want it done like this way because this is the only way I can think of. Whereas what happened over the years, what appeared to be harsh was not harsh. It was actually a good judgment on God's part because he knew the repercussions years down the track. He knew it made me persevere more, stronger. He knew that I needed to soften my heart more and not, not put self as much. Me. It was like, you, Lord. And you know the best for me.
And sometimes I think we forget that because, yes, we want things a certain way. And we forget God's mercy that he has for us and that he has already shown us.
But he's got the big picture. I don't know what's happening in the future of my life, but he does. So he maybe thinks that gift that you wanted would not have been good for you. It would have corrupted you, would have, you know, put you on a different path, and that's not the path that is the best for you.
At the very end of the heartbeat, you talk about how the woman who's caught in adultery, and Jesus says to her, go and sin no more. And just that part of go and sin no more made me think about how God is merciful to us, but then he's also the loving father, though, who reminds us that bit of go and sin no more.
Try.
Like,
keep trying.
Go again.
Try harder.
And don't live that same way.
Yes.
And God's mercy is not just about punishment is the wrong word, but it's still there to, I suppose, in some sense, discipline or just
guide us.
Yeah, that's a better phrasing. Guide us to say, hey, this is how you should live. Oh,
God extends us mercy, but then also says, now live this way.
Yes.
And sometimes I think when we have that picture of God's a harsh God, it's because we're forgetting that God also is there to do the guiding.
Yes.
And maybe it's because we've got that hardened heart. We don't want the guiding. You know, when someone tells you to do something and you just stubbornly go, nope, I'm going to do it this way.
Yeah.
But we see how God has continued to show his mercy to us just by sending his son, Jesus. And you shared how, like on the cross, Jesus says, forgive them for they know not what they do. I wonder how often God has to say that, you know, to us.
About
all
me.
All the time. Yeah. That's right. And I love the story of the two thieves on the cross and that one who says, you know, would you remember me in paradise? Because God is extending his mercy to us always right to
the
end.
Well, the thief only said, would you remember me?
Mm.
He didn't say, forgive me, move me on, can I come with you? But then Jesus says, you will be with me. Mm.
Mm. Because mercy God gives to us when we're not, well, when we don't always ask for it.
No.
Yeah. So this week I've got for the weekly challenge, ask yourself whether you have the right picture of God. Just to reflect on that. And I think connected with that is also a questioning of our own hardened hearts.
Mm.
How much are we open to God and his mercy that he wants to show us?
To receive what God has for us, not what we want from God, but what he has for us.
Yeah.
Because it's only good. Mm. If we've talked about the grandeur of God in the past and the names of God. Mm. He is only good. He can only give good to his children. So... but we don't see sometimes what we get given as good. But he's got the bigger picture.
So that's the weekly challenge for this week. We hope that you've enjoyed our chat and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.